All right, bro, we're back, dude. Your team got it done. It's coming to Rome. Let's go. Taste of victory right here.
It's coming to Rome. The Peronis, it's coming to Rome.
Dude,
what a game. What an experience. How fun was that?
That was, I mean, we had a little too many Modelos, but it was a good time, right?
How fun. Dude, I needed something, man. My nerves were gone. After the second minute of the game, my nerves were gone.
Dude, I know. I was just there for support, but I was dying too. And you're the one that's the biggest fan. So what'd you thought when they scored too early, right?
Here's the thing. I mean, they caught Italy early in the game. Italy was still asleep.
Yeah.
They caught them early. And I knew it. The minute that they scored, I said it too. I even texted one of my buddies who's from England, and I said, England will not score again. They will not score again this game. I called it.
And they only had the one shot on goal, right?
Exactly. That was the only shot on goal for a long time. And then, I mean, England was the favorites because they were the home team. England was the favorites because there's always so much hype on them. Every single year, the oddsmakers make England the favorites in all these tournaments, and they always flop. Yes, they're young. They're really solid. They're going to be even better in a couple of years. England has a bright future with this team right now. But, dude, Italy gave up that early goal. And then, honestly, they owned
the rest dominated. Of the game. We're like, they dude, the goal's controlled. Coming. Yeah, they controlled.
Yeah,
we're
you
like,
just
dude.
Knew it.
We just knew it. Just matter.
They did
in all
their other games, except for the Spain game, maybe. Spain gave them problems. But all the other games, dude, they controlled the game. They made England come after and get the ball. And honestly, I think the English coach made horrific decisions. Everybody, all the analysis I've been saying is like, okay, you scored the first goal. You got Italy up against the ropes. Like, go for the kill. Go for the jugular.
And they just sat back. They just sat back, right?
Yep. They'd let Italy control the game. I think the England coach made some horrible like substitution decisions. And I was getting scared. I was actually getting really nervous because it looked like a couple of our players might have gotten injured, and I thought they were going to come off.
Oh, dude,
That was
because the defender getting hurt last game was horrible news for you guys. Spinazzola. And then when did Chiesa go out?
He went down. I think he stayed in all the way through the game. They took him out like right when
still, but I mean,
time,
now you're without two players, and then PKs. But I told you, remember, I listened on the radio. I was like, dude, if it goes to PKs, we got the better goalie.
Yeah, Donnarumma. I think he solidified himself as one of the best goalies in the world.
That was amazing, bro. Because we were down,
it was a lot of fun.
We were down 2-1 in PKs. I was like, bro, are we really gonna lose this?
I know. And then Jorginho, dude, I thought he was going to come through for us. And then, but dude, Donnarumma saved it again, dude. He saved the day. And did you see after he saved that kick, they had just won and he was just like walking away like, oh yeah.
Like,
nothing.
Oh, no big deal. I'm the best in the world.
I'm actually curious if he even realized they won.
You're the soccer guy, even though I said I love soccer now, which it was fun. But what do you think of games ending in penalty kicks?
See, here's the thing, dude. I mean, I was actually listening to Wilbon earlier today.
Yeah.
And Wilbon was saying, he's like, you know what? I'm actually a fan of the penalty kicks. I know a lot of people don't like them, but like the extra drama that it adds, you got to admit, like it's edge of your seat stuff.
Yeah. For casual soccer fans, I think it's amazing. But I like the diehard soccer fans don't like it, right? Games that don't like that.
To lose that way, it's tough. But I mean, hey, man, it's fair to lose that way. Somebody's got to win, somebody's got to lose.
Yeah.
And because, I agree with Wilbon because he's like, dude, what do you want? Do you want like five overtimes? Like, how much further?
Dude,
do you
I know. I, to be to honest, go? I was like, dude, I can't. How much extra time? The game was getting, dude, you're just losing it. I was like, PKs are electric. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing.
I do like back in the day, they used to have the goal in goal, like first team score game ended right then and there.
That's another thing I was going to ask you. How come in extra time, why is it not like the first goal wins?
I don't know why they changed it. They changed it right after 2002. Because I remember the 2002 World Cup, it was still golden goal. And then they changed it right after that. I don't know. It's been like this now for almost.
Well, whatever. Thank God it went to PKs. We had the better goalies, so they came through.
I think what's crazy is that like, and not to talk too much trash on them, but this is like a known thing. A lot of people know this. The worst fans are the English fans, and they show it every single tournament. They're just always getting into trouble. They're always doing stupid stuff. Yeah. They can't handle their beer. Like they just.
Yeah. What'd you tell me? So I didn't know they rushed the field. No, they
yeah,
all,
dude. There's a lot of stuff that's actually, it's really sad because I think the game was great. The tournament was phenomenal. And now at the final, you have all this crap that has literally left a black mark on what was a freaking great final great tournament.
That was amazing.
The English fans, they obviously were clearly drinking the whole entire day. The game didn't kick off till 8 o'clock over there. They rushed the stadium. Thousands of people got in without a ticket, and they just broke down barriers. They fought with the police to get into the stadiums. They didn't have tickets, so they just rushed into the stadium, like a few thousand people. And then, like, and now afterwards, they can't handle a loss, so they were defacing tons of stuff. They were rioting in their own streets, in their own cities, breaking everything in the cities. Yeah. They were fighting all the Italy fans because they can't handle losing. They can't handle suck for 55 years.
They always continue to choke, right? They always
exactly. And then I don't know if you've seen all like the
You just told me that right now. It's bad.
It's these are your own, that's your own players, dude. That's your own team.
I know, you know
you know what? So somebody has to be the scapegoat. Somebody has to miss a penalty kick. So it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
Everybody's gonna miss it. And nobody understands how much pressure it is.
Oh, dude, I know. And he's 19.
How many eyeballs?
You're 19 years old.
I'm gonna guess close to a billion people watched that game yesterday worldwide. Right?
Oh yeah,
19-year-old kid, dude. He misses a penalty, and he's got the weight of the freaking country on his shoulders, and he misses a penalty, and your own—he's your own team member, and you're gonna go like say racist stuff. It's so stupid. English fans, man, come on, guys, be better.
Yeah, that is kind of a downer on the whole.
Dude. Rashford has donated so much money.
Oh, I know. He's done a lot. I love Rashford. Yeah. He's
like fed so many homeless kids, put a ton of kids through school over there. And they made a mural to him, and they went and like wrote like racist stuff on the mural because he missed a penalty kick. It's like, dude, come on.
Thank God England didn't win.
Yeah, be better, England.
You got to be better. Sports fans in general, just be better, right?
Yeah. Ball don't lie. You know what? That was karma.
So Dodgers won for you,
dude. Right after that game, so
what a day,
Muncy with an amazing comeback, dude.
Remember at Yard House, I'm like, dude, it's 4-1, let's lie about it. But you're like, dude, they might have already checked in on the All Star. I was like, yeah, you're probably right. Who cares?
My bad.
No, it's okay, dude. And then I know D backs are trash, so we're supposed to sweep the D backs, not have to. But that was huge.
That was fun. That was just a fun day, man.
All of a sudden we had the second Dodgers. Best record.
I like it.
Of course, the Giants had the best record in the league.
They keep it up, man? Can they keep it up? Is the question.
I know I mean, if they're why are they? What makes it's them good? What makes them good? Fucking.
And it's funny. I feel like. The Padres should be better than what they are. If you look at the stands in the NL West right now, it's kind of a little wacky because the Dodgers have lost a bunch of games that they should have won.
Yeah.
Yet they're still only two games back at a first place.
I know. So I'm loving our chances.
And the Padres, I feel like, went on this crazy winning streak, but yet the Padres are the ones that are six games back.
And then Seager's coming back, right? What's our next game, Friday or something?
Yeah. Okay. I think the bigger issue right now.
The bigger issue is going to be our pitching, bro.
We need to find a pitcher,
even though it's been amazing all year, but we have to get a pitcher, dude. I love Price, but dude, he can't even make it to the fifth inning, bro.
I know. I agree. We got, but you know what? Here, trade deadline's come up in what, like 15 days or something? Yeah. 16 days trade deadline. We got to make a move. I heard the Cubs are going to be sellers. They were talking about the Cubs being sellers. So if we can get maybe a pitcher off that staff, we need a pitcher because. Kershaw, we know this. He goes in the DL.
He's always good for a DL. Yeah, he's fine, of course. Yeah.
Get it out of the way now. Mm-hmm. Bauer's done for the year, I think. Bauer's not going to pitch again.
He's done.
This year.
May's obviously done. Yeah. So Gonsolin, it's going to come down to Gonsolin and
Urias. Bueller.
Oh, no, Bueller, those three. And then Kershaw.
We need another pitcher, though. We definitely need another pitcher, I think.
But in playoffs, let's see. All you need is three good starters, right?
Yeah, but we need a rotation of five to get us there.
Yeah, you know? Just to get us there, especially with our division. I know, dude. A play-in game, dude.
I don't like it. Yeah, that scares me. That's actually what scares me the most, the one-game play-in game, because I think the Padres pitching, I think right now, at this point, the Padres pitching might be better than our pitching right now.
Yeah. And then, I'm glad Bueller and Turner got added to the All-Star roster. That's cool.
Deserved. Obviously, we were talking about the Mookie.
Mookie.
Things.
So he he's not injured, right? But do you think he kind of, we talked about that yesterday, he checked himself, do you think he checked himself out to give someone else the opportunity because he doesn't think that he played that well this year?
I think that could be part of it. Or also I think part of it, he's just like, you know what? Needs a break. He needs to clear his head, dude. Yeah, a lot of guys should use this as like a 4-day break. You know, you're not going to get any, you're not going to get 4 days off again until November.
Yeah, that's true. I'm cool with it.
He needs to regroup. He didn't have a good first half of the season. He came on hot in the tail end of that first half.
Yep.
Take a few days off, dude. Regroup. Hang with the family. Yep. You know, it's like, just get your mind off baseball for a few days.
What other? Speaking of baseball, are you watching the Home Run Derby right now?
Dude, I got Home Run Derby live right now.
Oh, Otani's out, right?
Otani's out. Because he started off horrible. Did you see the beginning? He couldn't hit one out. He was just hitting like lasers.
I wasn't able to watch. I recorded it, but
He started off horribly, and then he came on strong, and then went to the two tiebreakers, actually, which was pretty cool, the two tiebreakers. But Mancini just went in the second round.
Hey, we talked about it.
I'm pulling for him right now.
I know. Dude, I don't like how how they're showing it on the TV. It's confusing this year, huh? Even everyone's talking about it on Twitter, like with the two screens. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Whatever.
I do like the camera they're using. You notice the camera they're using? It almost makes it look like it's like a video game, the camera. It makes it look like it's like MLB The Show or whatever. It's actually kind of cool, the camera. They've been having like issues, I feel, because I've been watching it, and like even the spray chart, they're showing Mancini's spray chart right now. It's like all over it's screwed up. It's not even like in the field of play.
Leave it up to ESPN to screw it up.
Fucking ESPN, man. ESPN. And then it's like, why isn't Maria Taylor calling this game? Why isn't she calling the Home Run Derby?
What did Stephen A. Smith say today?
Something stupid that he won't get fired for, probably. You know?
Which I don't think. What he said should get fired for, but he said that Otani can't be the face of the league because he needs a translator.
Yeah, he isn't speaking English. So
what the fuck? My god!
If that's not reprimandable, I don't know what is anymore. If you're Stephen A. Smith, like Stephen A. Smith, just talk about the Cowboys and talk about LeBron.
Oh yeah,
and the Patriots. So, just why stick to that?
You know,
just
baseball's never that, been. Stephen A. Smith. Don't talk about baseball, bro.
Don't try to pronounce any of the players that were in the Euro yesterday. Don't talk about baseball. You've never even seen a hockey ice rink in your entire life. Just stick to the three things.
It's so funny. Did you see the ESPY ratings? ESPY ratings were down like 80%. So what do we say? Go woke, go broke, right?
Dude, so wait, hold on. When were the ESPYs?
That's what I'm saying. Remember we talked
about when were the ESPYs?
I know. It was on Saturday. And I was like,
okay, sure. And I'm part of the reason why the ratings are so low, because I didn't even know the ESPYs were on. Who won best? Let me guess. I can probably tell you who won all the awards, but if you just tell me, I'll tell you who won the awards. It's so.
Oh man, it's all. Anyways, all right. So, dude, what an amazing sports weekend. We celebrated yesterday like we were on the Italy team, bro.
I know, dude. I was going crazy. I can't, because you know what, dude? I'm not gonna lie. We talked about this. Like, who are your favorite teams? Like, you're
I always ask you your top
Dodger,
five.
Yeah. Dodger, you always ask my top five.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to be honest. I would put Italy ahead of Dodgers for me. Italy's my number two team.
Yeah.
But like the pressure of that game, like I didn't sleep well the night before. I was, I don't know. It's just the passion for
it's
me.
It's been a solid sports year.
It's just hard.
Oh yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, and then but Dodgers winning. Your boy Brady won.
Love
Italy Brady. Won.
You know,
all right, okay, let's get into
it. Carried on.
So after Dodgers walk-off, we had the NBA final game 3. Okay. This is what's supposed to happen, though, in finals. The first two home games, the other teams should win. Game 3, the home team usually always wins. Game 4 is where it's either – that's the –
it's make or break day. Game 4 and 5 are always the most important games, in a seven-game series.
Giannis – his knee's okay, right? He's like 41-13.
I think it's behind him. I think I think we got a series now.
He's making adjustments. He's not shooting threes. I think he said it after the game. He's like, I'm just gonna drive to the hole. I said, yes, don't stop shooting jump
shots.
That's
the thing.
No one can stop.
Get to the free throw line. He made more free throws than the Suns had combined.
Yeah, get Ayton off the court. Dude, if he could get Ayton in foul trouble, they have no backup to Ayton. If Ayton's off, dude.
And then I think they figured it out now. They figured it out. I think they have a winning formula now. And watch, I think they tie it up now.
Here's the thing, though. What, you know, so Giannis is going to dominate this series. No one can stop him, but it still comes down to Middleton and Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
They had amazing games.
They had great games.
But will they do this in game four? Are they going to have another dog shit game? That's the thing that I don't know. I know role players play better at home. So they're going to play well again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Dude, Booker, 10 points? They were calling him Kobe. That's what I'm saying. They were calling Kobe after game two, bro. Yep.
I was about to say, I think that was a big, huge game changer, too. Booker was way off. What happens if Booker's on that game?
True.
Do they lose by less? I mean, he can't have back-to-back games.
But the guy's still young. Right? I think he's an amazing talent. But let's hold off on the – he's the next Kobe. Dude, he hasn't
– I always hate that. And I can't – I never get into that hype. Oh, this person's the next person. Dude, you know, they're one bad season from just –
you can't just say that because he had a good final run, playoff run. Dude, it's all about consistency. There's a reason there's Kobe Bryant. There's a reason MJ. You have to keep doing it year after year.
Yeah.
You can't drop 10 points in a final game and be called Kobe.
Hey, I love the guy. I hope he is on the par of Kobe.
I agree.
He's a great athlete. I totally agree. He's a great ball player. I mean,
I love it. He wants to be the next Kobe. But I'm not hating. I'm just saying as far as like experts or fans saying.
That's what the media does, though. The media just does that. The media needs a story. The media has to compare LeBron to Jordan for eternity. You know what I mean? So
we just can't be surprised by it. So you think, honestly – so they won. It was a must win. You can't go down 3-0. No one ever comes back to 3-0. So what do you think now? What do you think? I mean, do you think game four, Bucks take it again too?
I think they tie it up. I want to know what the line is actually. What is the line in that?
Let's see. I'm not gonna call my lock of the year like I did yesterday. But
I haven't looked yet. I'm gonna say Bucks minus like four. Does that sound right?
You got it.
I swear I'm trying to pull it up.
It's Bucks minus four.
Wow.
Let's give a shout out to the Sons of Four guy. Give a shout out to the Sons of Four guy. Sorry, bro. I mean,
hey, it's all right. He's still a legend.
He's still.
But you know, okay, here's the thing. Okay, while we're on NBA.
Yeah.
So I just got the update. I'm sure you did too. So USA loses.
We lost to Nigeria. Did we just lose to Australia?
We just lost to Australia. Australia upsets Team USA.
Wait, is this like
91-83?
Is it still exhibition?
Yeah, it's still exhibition.
But still, we're already 0-2.
Dame had 22 and Patty Mills went off, apparently.
We're still going to be fine. Who's on our team, dude? That's another thing. I don't even know who. So we got Dame,
KD. Durant.
Okay.
Durant's there. Obviously, Kevin Love, according to Jalen Rose, Jalen Rose let us know that Kevin Love's there. Who else we got there? But I mean, I get these are exhibition games. I mean, I get they mean jack shit. Does this make you question a little bit? Like, are we a lock for the gold?
Where's Curry? Where's LeBron? Fly them out now. We need to start winning games.
LeBron said he's focusing on the Toon Squad this summer.
We didn't bring that up. Do you want to play for USA for your country? No, I'd rather Space Jams. I was like, oh, okay.
I gotta go play with Bugs and Babs.
Another thing we forgot to talk about the pod. If we're on the Olympics topic, what do you think of the Shikari Richardson thing? Kind of, she knows the rules. And you can't change it because a lot of people got screwed over before and they can't just change it for her. But it does suck, right? I mean, dude, weed's not performance enhancing, bro.
It's not. But here's the thing. And I don't know. I'm so torn on this particular issue because, yes, weed is not a performance enhancing drug. Like, come on. If anything, it makes you hungry and fucking sleepy.
It's
not a performance enhancing drug. But this is a rule that's global, you know? I mean, you're not just dealing here in the United States anymore. We had this conversation yesterday too.
It was
at Barney's.
We did.
It's like you're dealing now with the whole entire global athletic competition. It's like if that's the rule, if the rules get adjusted over time, if that rule needs to change, okay. But you knew that that was the rule right now.
Yeah, I know. And then she said she
rule now.
Yeah, her mom died.
I feel bad for her. I mean, everybody makes a mistake in their life. She made a mistake, and she's paying for it. I think she's taking it in stride, though. I think she's taking it like a freaking champ.
No, she is. She is.
Because she has come out and accepted it and said, you know what? I screwed up royally. But it just sucks.
It sucks because that was our best runner, right?
Oh, they said that she was a shoe for the gold.
What was the 4x1
thing? They could have chosen her for the relay.
I know. What happened?
Could have still put her on the team.
What?
USA said no. I think that might be the bigger crime, that USA didn't even still choose her for the team. So she wasn't going to make it for the one for her individual race, but she still could have made it for the relay.
Yeah.
And they could have put her, because her suspension would have been up by then. But they still didn't take her.
Like you said, rules are the rules. It just sucks. Yeah. It sucks. What else?
Maybe USA didn't want the bad press with it. They didn't want a media story following. I don't know. But
are you big Olympics guy? Are you excited about it? I feel like it's no hype right now. I don't know.
There isn't, because I think there's no fans. No fans. People are already saying, like, well, I'm not going to go if there's no fans. I don't know. I feel bad. Actually, I feel bad for Japan. This isn't Japan's fault. Yeah. You know, so the fact that they already had to postpone it. I mean, I don't know.
Is there no fans because the D word that's coming around that we don't like to say? Yeah.
I think so, because I think they are experiencing a little jump in cases over there.
All right.
So I don't know. I get it. It's just not the hype. And I love the Olympics. I'm a diehard Olympic guy. Yeah. I do winter. I do summer. I love the Olympics. Yeah. But I get what you're saying. There's no hype. I mean, I watch the most random shit in the Olympics. So I'll watch archery. I don't care. I want to see that competition.
It's all about Simone Biles. She's going to dominate. Just lock her in. Throw it on every parlay, right?
I don't know. How old is she now? But I'll take her. I love watching that shit. I love watching the swimming. I love watching the gymnastics. I will watch all that.
Dude. Who's our best swimmer now? Now, who do we have?
Can we bring Lochte back? I love that guy. Gia.
I don't even know if he's
still. That's the thing. I think that's why there's not a lot of hype on it. I don't think we've really.
There's no Phelps. We went through COVID
for a whole entire year. We don't
Bolt's
know
who's done, won right? These. Yeah, Bolt's.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
We don't know who's won these championships to get to qualify the Olympics. I mean, it's just.
Here's the thing. The hype's not there, but once it starts, we'll probably be locked in. I'll be
watching. Yeah. I'll be watching. You know, there's the big events that, you know, we want to see. We want to see the swimming, the big running track and field events.
Definitely, man. It's going to be weird without fans, though.
It's going to be very weird. That's what I don't like. I think the fans make it cool. You see everybody's flags out there. People are waving flags. And I don't know.
Those are not England fans.
Yeah, they're banned.
All right, dude, we got so much to talk about. Dude, another crazy. Oh, dude. All right, props to Novak. I'll give it to you. He just tied Rafa and Federer.
Yep. And he's got one more. He's gonna get the calendar slam, and he's gonna break the record. I think I'm calling it. He's gonna take down New York.
So he's the GOAT, right?
Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing. Are you a Joker fan, or are you not?
No,
a Joker fan?
No, I'm not. But I mean, I gotta give credit where it's due. This guy.
So you're not. So you're a Federer fan.
A Federer and a Dolph.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't mind Joker. I like him. I think though. You cannot argue he's the GOAT. You can't argue it, because he is young. He's got it younger than the other two did. Yeah. He's doing it at a younger age. Right now he is on his game. I don't know. I think the fact that he's gotten to where they are in such a shorter amount of time.
I agree.
He's going to surpass them, dude.
I do.
He's going to get to 25, 26, I think.
He gives those guys credit. He's like, the reason I'm this good is because those two. So what Macro said, he said, so who's going to be the guy that's going to try to beat Novak? Like, which guy's going to be good? Maybe the Baron, what's his name? Baron T? He's only 25.
The Italian kid? Yeah. He's young. He's good. Yeah. I don't think he's going to be that good. I think.
No, no one's going to be that. I mean, we're talking about three of the best players, tennis players of all time.
Yeah. What I didn't realize, nobody's won the calendar Grand Slam since, like, what was it, 19? It's going to be like almost 50 years since anybody's won the calendar Grand Slam.
He's about to do it, for sure.
If he can pull it off. Yeah. Rod Laver was the last guy to do it.
Because he's supposed to lose the French Open usually because Rafa. Wimbledon's always Federer, so he already won those two. U.S. Open, he always wins, right?
Yeah.
He likes
the U.S.
All right, well.
I think he's the GOAT, dude. Until somebody comes and surpasses his career grand slams.
Who's going to do that?
That's what I'm saying. And I'm going to say this again. men's tennis is down right now. There's no big up and coming young superstar. So
as far as US or just in general?
Just in general. Yeah, I think whatever Joker stops at, if he gets to 25, 26, more is not out of the question. Whatever he stops at, I think that's going to stand for a very long time. Nobody's going to pass that anytime.
Well, how many more years do you think Federer and Rafa have?
Federer's slowing down. I think they gave Federer a standing ovation at Wimbledon because they knew
he might not win there again. Which never happens.
Yeah. His career is winding down, I think. Rafa, I think
he still has a few French Opens in him.
Yeah. He does. He just battles injuries. I mean, he's getting up there too. Injuries are catching up to him.
Yeah.
But
did we just become a tennis podcast? Dude? We're back.
But you know what? This is a great thing. You know what? Here's what I'm thinking. We're actually very, very lucky, I think, because you know what? We're living in a time where we're seeing the best of the best. We're literally seeing the three greatest tennis players ever to play against each other.
Yeah.
Jump over to soccer. We're seeing the two greatest soccer players that have ever lived facing off constantly with Messi and Ronaldo. Yep. It's like when all these guys are gone, like we're going to be able to say like we
experienced. Dude, I know. It goes the same with basketball. We witnessed, Jordan, Kobe, now LeBron.
Yep. We're witnessing like all the records. I mean, who knows when
some of these records are. Now we're witnessing Otani.
We got Tiger. We got to Tiger, see Tiger. Otani.
Everyone, bro. That's great. Great time to be a sports fan.
I agree.
What else are we talking about? Tennis. So, yeah, no, congrats to Novak. I mean.
And you know what? The Italian, I watched that final. The Italian kid gave him freaking hell.
I wasn't watching at first. You're like, dude, he just took the first set. I was like,
he stunned him in the first set. Yeah. And then he was battling the whole rest of the time. I mean, I got to give him credit. He hung in strong. He was a huge underdog.
Yep.
His first final ever. He was ranked, seventh or eighth in the world. He's 24, 25 years old.
I just give him props for winning a set. That's impressive, dude. I mean.
He'll be around. He's gonna get better, that kid.
Yeah. I know you just brought up Messi. Dude, Messi.
They finally got here. Talk about getting one off your shoulders, dude, man.
I love that. I love the celebration. He needed it, right?
He had to. We talked about that. It was now or never.
That's awesome. I'm happy for him.
To beat Brazil.
Shout out to my boys, Iggy and Marcelo. Those guys have been diehard Argentina fans.
Argentina.
So yeah, I gotta give those two a shout out. That's awesome.
I haven't seen Marcelo and it's been a minute since I've seen Marcelo.
I both texted him last night. I was like, dude, sorry I'm not texting you Saturday, but they're like, dude, this is amazing. I know he deserved it.
What do we got going on this home run derby here?
Who's winning, bro?
Well, it's Alonso versus Soto. I think this is still round. Yes, it's still round two.
All right. It's in Atlanta, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's in Atlanta.
I like how they're all wearing 44 for Hank. That's awesome, but it would be a lot cooler if it was in Atlanta.
Bingo, exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth. It'd be a lot cooler if it was in Atlanta.
What else?
I'm trying to think. Did Mancini advance?
Who
did Mancini advance?
I want him to win. That's
he might be. I think. Oh, that's why I'd love for it to happen.
UFC. Did you watch it?
Oh, that's it, dude. We got so much stuff to talk. Dude, it just keeps getting better.
I watched it, dude. That's the shout out to my boy for buying all the fights, dude. That's the first time I watched the whole card. That was amazing. So
Mancini's in the final. Mancini's in the final.
Oh, dude.
Okay. What do you think about Connor? Is he done?
I was going to ask you that too. I think, you know what I think
he's going to do? He's going to fight.
I think he's going to fight one of the Paul brothers.
Think so?
I think he's done with
the money. Do a Floyd Mayweather?
Or do we do one more Poirier fight?
He's saying he wants another Poirier.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
I'll watch it, but it's just like, dude.
I think his ego's too big. I think his mouth is too big. I if he can heal back from this, I think he's in a fight. But
what do we say? Father Time is still undefeated, right?
Yep.
I think his shit talking isn't good anymore. His shit talking is gonna be more. He's not that good anymore. Like, what's he? All he says is what? Oh, your wife's in my DMs. It's like,
okay, my DMs. Yeah. Which, I mean, is really good the first time, but when you use that over and over and over,
that's all you could say. It's like, okay, bro. And then it's,
and here's
what a downer, kind of break. Yeah.
Well, yeah. When he was in the interview with Joe Rogan, and he's saying, like, he's like, oh, he's saying that it was because he checked one of my kicks where I broke my ankle. And he's like, that's not how it happened. Well, then how else did it happen? That's the only other place you could have like broken that part of your bone. Exactly. When you kicked. Like,
Rogan was kind of, yeah, backwards. You can tell Rogan was like, okay, bro. I mean,
yeah. I don't know. He probably didn't know what he was saying.
He still must see TV, but it's just kind of like, I think McGregor, it's just, did you watch any of the other fights?
Greg Hardy lost. Just dude, I love that one. I know you were talking about that. You were so
that
happy.
That guy's a scumbag, bro. Dude, he got knocked out. That's awesome. Yeah, UFC. You just watched the main fight, right?
Yeah, I just bootlegged the main fight, and that was it.
Oh, dude, you're in trouble now, bro. You're canceled.
I know.
You're supposed to buy the fight.
They're gonna come after me. I'm screwed.
Well, so you think he'll? I think he'll fight Jake Paul, or he'll just fight Dustin again. But
oh, I think he's gonna do stupid promo fights like that. He's gonna do stupid promo fights like that. I think if he tries to fight a real legit fight, I don't think he's gonna win. I think right now all he's gotten better at is talking trash, and I think his game is not backing it up anymore.
And proper 12.
I'm not saying he's a bad fighter. It's just his time's caught up.
Yep.
You know. I mean, yep. 6-7 years ago he was unbeatable. He would have knocked everybody out, but.
And COVID's over, right? Did you see the crowd?
I've seen the crowds everywhere. Vegas.
Colorado right now, right? It's crazy.
Dude, Colorado. I was watching all the parties and celebrations in Europe all over the place.
Okay, they keep bringing up the deep. There's no way we could go back, right, to where we were.
Oh, there's no way. There's no way, dude. People will revolt. No, I don't see it. I don't see it, but... We get these stupid things like in PGA right now for the British Open where
Bubba Watson. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's another. Do we got British Open this week?
And Matsuyama. Matsuyama's out too.
Well, he got COVID?
He got COVID now.
And the thing with Bubba got the vaccine.
And he tested. Well, they are saying the big D might be a little stronger than the vaccination. So they're saying maybe the vaccination doesn't handle the D well.
Okay, but it's still ridiculous that he can't put... What's the point of getting the back?
Yeah.
So any British Open locks? I'm rooting for Brooks. Let me guess. They didn't put Brooks and DeChambeau as a pairing, right?
It's never going to happen. It's... They should do it, but PGA doesn't have the balls to do it.
I like the British Open, but it's always on at like, what time does it start? It's going to be like on 3 a.m. It's like at
2 a.m., 3 a.m., yeah.
Okay. On ESPN?
It's what should be on ESPN, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll find a way to screw it up.
Yeah, I think Maria Taylor, she's going to be hosting it. She's flying over there.
What about Rachel Nichols?
Nah, she's not allowed to. She's done. I said, sorry, Rachel, we're giving this one to Maria Taylor. And she's like, okay.
Perfect. Yeah, hopefully Brooks wins. is Tiger back or he's just going to – not yet, right?
That's going to be a while. That one's going to be a while. Actually, you know what? Actually, okay, something we didn't touch on that. Back to baseball really super quick.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm – okay. I'm one of those baseball fans.
Astros?
That, like – well, okay, that's a good one, too. I was going to go a different direction.
Okay.
I'm one of those baseball fans, like – I like these young superstars. I love these young shit-talking superstars. I think the game needs these guys. Junior. I'm a diehard Dodger fan, and I get it. I don't want the other team to beat us, but you know what? It's amazing when we have our best facing their best, and I think the Acuna thing actually breaks my heart. I love Acuna. He is a baller. He is a young stud. He is an MVP candidate every single year right now.
Bro, and that was
that freak knee accident. I feel so bad for the guy, man.
I hate it. I hate that.
So bad for him.
Because you want to beat the best. We're gonna have to play the Braves.
Yeah, I want him out there, dude. I when the Dodgers play him, I want to face him. I want Kershaw to throw to him. I want to be up there at bat. I just feel bad for him.
That was
baseball is better with these guys in it. I know we've talked to our friends. Some of them hate Tatis.
We thought he's going to be out. We need these guys. We need them. Wow, definitely. Okay, going back, what do you think of the Astros? Dude, why do they play the victim role? It's like, you were the guys that cheated. What? I don't.
You know why they play the victim role? Because they can get away with it. Because Manfred was a piece of crap and didn't do anything to them. That's why they can just do whatever they want and play the victim role and get away with it.
It's just crazy.
With the whole jersey and judge.
Yeah, he took his jersey off. He's like laughing. He's like, dude, that's why I hate that. I can't stand those guys, bro. Oh my god!
Yeah, because I had a tattoo. My wife didn't like it. I didn't see no tattoo.
I didn't see a tattoo either. And,
so what do we got here? Is the final Alonso versus Mancini?
Is it?
It looks like it.
That's awesome. Go Mancini.
I hope Mancini wins.
Alonso's a cool dude too, though. But yeah, I mean, either way, go Mancini.
He is raking. The balls. It looks like he's not even swinging hard in the ball.
How far is the? Didn't we say over 550?
There's the goat.
Who hit the farthest homer? Trevor Story? I think they said Trevor Story.
Story's at 518, I think he hit it.
Okay.
So they just had Griffey walk out the
Griffey just walked out? Wait, they
just walked the trophy out. No, they brought the trophy out for the final now. So the two guys are going to go head-to-head, and Griffey came out with the final. With the trophy.
My boy, man. My boy, bro. That's awesome. How's Griffey looking these days?
Mancini versus Alonso.
Is Griffey looking slim?
He's put on some pounds, bro.
That's fine.
So clearly he wasn't on steroids.
No way.
It's the wrong kind of pounds. But I don't know. This is a good matchup because I think Alonso, this is always what happens. I feel like we've seen this before in the Home Run Derby where somebody will come out hot in the first round. It's like they blow their load too early. Like they got nothing left in the tank for the later rounds.
That's what she said.
So come on, Mancini. Come on, Mancini.
Let's go, Mancini. Do it for the boys. All right, that was a great weekend of sports. I wish every weekend was like that.
I know. God, there was so much. I feel like we're still missing something. There's something we're still missing.
I think we're 9 Sundays away from NFL. We're missing that. I mean, that's
the countdown.
Countdown. No NFL news. Don't worry. We're not talking Rodgers. I'm not talking about him ever again.
I was about to say Aaron Rodgers update. He said something. Something's going to happen in the next week or two. He's going to make a decision on what his future is in the next 2 weeks.
Dude, I'm done with that shit.
We're still talking Rodgers. We've been talking Rodgers for 12 episodes. 13. I don't even know where we're at now.
I don't know. I feel like we're missing something. I think we covered it all. Golf's should be a good week of golf. Go Brooks.
Yep. Yep.
Anything other? I don't know. I feel like any other sports we're missing?
Just waiting for the Olympics now.
Yeah.
Waiting for the Olympics, second half of baseball, NFL, college football be revving up here in the next month.
Yep.
And literally all this soccer before you know it. Soccer's going to start again in August.
And all the leagues are back in August?
Yeah, late August.
Oh, man. I got to start watching some AC Milan games with you. But they're always super early, huh?
No, they do a lot of theirs at like 11:45. They'll play a lot of 11:45 games.
All right.
Either 9 a.m. or 11:45 or most of their games.
Over under for AC Milan games.
Bottomless.
Yes.
Hopefully they'll have a new bartender by then.
Bro, I felt bad, dude.
Yeah, they were slammed. Somebody quit on them.
So that sucks, but we had a good time.
I had a fantastic.
Did you hammer the over or under on the Modelos we had?
I don't know. I lost track.
Bro, we had like 8 pitch. Dude, I just. Oh, shout out to your boy. He's coming on the
next. Jules.
Yeah, Jules. I love that guy.
I can only do Wednesdays. Come on, bro. What is Wednesdays? This? School night. I can only do Wednesdays. Get out of here with that BS. Dude. Come on, Jules. Man up. Get on here, Jules.
Man up, Jules. You got to get on there, dude. Love you, Jules. All right. Shout out to Italy. I'll finish the rest of this Peroni. We'll call it a night.
It's coming to Rome.
Next bottle. Rome. We'll do a shit, man. It's going to be a downer sports weekend. What do we have to talk? We'll do another one this week, but.
We got All-Star game tomorrow.
We'll talk about the All-Star game.
We'll have another NBA Finals game.
There you go. Oh, yeah. See, I keep.
Golf will have started.
Golf. And we'll talk Dodgers second half.
Yeah. The biggest thing is the right after the Home Run Derby, don't forget about the celebrity softball game.
Oh, yeah. I recorded that. I took the over.
Yeah. You took the over? Yeah. I think Jenny Finch is pitching.
Ooh, actually, like under
every year. And I know who was that? I said they have there's some good superstars, some old players playing.
Who's he plays? Carlton's playing, right? He always plays in those things, right?
What's his Carlton from this is from Fresh Prince.
Yeah, I think he's always in those. I always see him.
He is. There's some fun ones playing. I looked at the lineup and some of them are like, who the hell is this person? I don't even know who this person is. I was like, this girl's like 10 years old. Who's this girl? But yeah, I'm joking. I'm not going to be watching it.
When are you going to play in a softball game? Do you always, aren't you the GOAT?
Dude, softball? I've lost it, bro. Father Time's catching up to me.
All right, bro.
Mancini. Mancini's got 17. Let's go.
Go Mancini and congrats Italy, bro. We'll do this again.
We're out.
Come in Rome.